Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm going to be reading from the Constitution of the United States of America, 1787. Article 1. Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that was the first amendment of the original 10th Amendment, which is also known as the Bill of Rights. And that was passed by Congress September 25th, 1789, and became law on December 15th, 1791. And with that, I want to welcome you all to the show. And I want to know if my co-host, Angie, are you there? I want to say tonight's show is, this is called Conversations with A&A. It is 11/27/2022, Sunday, 8 p.m. And tonight's show is called Kanye, Kyrie, How Did We Get From There to Here? And our call-in number for tonight is 515-605-9322. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry you couldn't hear me, but yeah, I was saying I was there. Sorry about that.
Okay,
I'm here.
No, no problem. I had introduced the audience and let them know what was going on and what's going on here tonight, and this is going to be an interesting show. I'm looking forward to hearing from our listeners to see what they have to say, their thoughts on this particular topic. Is there anything you want to say hi to our audience, and you have anything that you want to say to them at this point?
Yeah, so just once again, good evening, everyone. Good evening to all the listeners, and welcome to Conversations with A&A. Tonight's, which Avon said, just to reiterate it, is Kanye and Kyrie, and how did we get from there to here? So Avon will be discussing the events involving Kanye and Kyrie and the deeper implications to us all. So she'll be breaking down some heavy stuff. One of the things I wanted to emphasize is to speak live on the show, make comments, or to ask Avon questions, please call directly into the show at 515-605-9322. Also, listeners who are listening by streaming through their phones, desktops, laptops, or iPads and want to speak directly to the host can call the show live once again at 515-605-9322. For those of you who received the link, you can either listen to the show through the link, or if you want to call in to ask questions or speak to Avon live, then you can do so. So Avon, yes. So once again, I'm your co-host Angela, and I'm with your wonderful host Avon. And Avon, you can take it away from there.
Okay, so I just want to reiterate and then simplify that First Amendment. I'm going to go over that again, and there are some points that I want to make, and I'm saying it for a particular reason. So I'm going to start off with the foundation, and we'll go into what's going on. And then by that point, I am anxious, and I want to hear from our callers to see what you think with what's going on here. Okay, so again, we're talking about the First Amendment, and it establishes Americans' freedom of speech, religion, of press, as well as the right to assemble peacefully and petition the government for change. It forbids Congress from both promoting one religion over others and also restricting individuals' religious practices. Now, one of my questions that I have is, so what was the original purpose of the press according to the Constitution? Now, listen to this. It says the press was to serve the governed, not the governors. The freedom of the press, protected by the First Amendment, is critical to a democracy in which the government is accountable to the people. A free media functions as a watchdog that can investigate and report on government wrongdoing. Now, I want you to keep that in mind as we progress and get more deeper into the show. Now, we want to bring up so this topic about Kanye and Kyrie. So what happened in this last month or so? And the thing was, it was quite confusing to me, because what's happened, they were saying Ye got people riled up with the White Lives Matter t-shirts. And my question is, so what's the big deal with these t-shirts? What was going on with these t-shirts? And then my bigger question was, so what is going on with the Black Lives Matters? Then he said he was dropped by one of his lawyers. These are the things that happened to Kanye in this recent past few weeks or so. He says he was dropped by one of his lawyers. The CAA talent agency had dropped him. Balenciaga stopped working with him. Vogue stopped working with him. He lost access to posts on social media platforms. JP Morgan Chase froze his account. Adidas broke ties with him, et cetera, et cetera. And then a short time later, Kyrie Irving, a basketball player with the Brooklyn Nets, was called out for being anti-Semitic. The Jewish community wanted him to be punished. He was to be suspended. They wanted an apology from him. They demanded an apology from him. He was to go in for sensitivity training. They wanted him to speak to a rabbi, wanted him to pay fines. And my question was, what did he say? What did they actually say or do that caused this ruckus? Now, Ye had noticed Kanye on a couple of interviews, and on one he called out the music industry, and in one of the interviews he exposed some things. He said, I'm sure a lot of people heard about this. He said that they killed his mother, and he was talking about certain dark practices that were going on within the music industry. And you would say, what would possess him to talk about these things like this and to call folks out like that? And he said he wanted to say something because he didn't want to get killed. So he put it out there on Front Street. And then on a Drink Champs interview, he had said, and this is quite interesting. He said, I'm going to say something real anti-Semitic. And then he proceeded to talk about chakras and the 808. And then he went on to do a beatbox and rap. And this is what he said. He said, I'm going to change up some things because I'm not going to use the direct words that he said, but you'll get the gist. He said, I'm a F your B, I'm a kill this ninja. And then he repeated this about 3 to 4 times. And then he said, and a blank man then gets paid off of all of that. And I said, wait, what? Wait, why is this anti-Semitic? He claimed that this is going to be real anti-Semitic. And I said, oh, okay. So, you know, I said, all right, well, we'll look into this. And then Kyrie had just retweeted a link to a movie called From Hebrew to Negro. And I said, so what did he say that was anti-Semitic about that? So what, you know, what was the problem? And I'm saying, and then what they said is, why is it considered anti-Semitic? And then from here, we need to go into deeper. We need to know what does this mean to be Semitic, a Semite, all these things, and that needed to be broken down. So I came across a song. It was presented to me, and it was a song by BDP, and it was called "Why Is That?" And since we're just getting started here, production is at the very beginning, so I'm trying to learn things. But so I just want to give you an idea of what was being said in this particular song. So again, it was by BDP, and the name of it is called "Why Is That?" So we're going to have a special treat tonight. We're going to have our own DJ, our very own KRS-One DJ Angie J to give us some bars, to spit some bars for us. So DJ Angie J, are you ready to do this? You ready to go with this?
I'm a DJ. I just learned these lyrics today, I'm not going to lie. So I'm DJ. But if you say so, Avon, if you say so. So what Avon's preference is some lyrics back in the 90s, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that KRS-One rapped about. Okay, so I'm not going to rap the song, I'm just going to read what he was saying, okay, because I'm not a rapper, so don't call me during the show or after the show criticizing me about my rapping skills, okay? So here we go about the Genesis chapter. Also, I finished reading this, then this is just to reiterate, anyone who wants to call into the show live, because we have links, those who are listening by streaming through their phones, desktops, laptops, iPads, that's one thing. They can listen directly through that. Or if you want to call into the show because you have questions for Avon, because you want to make comments, or you just want to give your views on stuff, you can do so by calling into the show directly to speak to her, 515-605-9322. So then we have some callers in the queue. So what I will do, I will read the lyrics of KRS-One, and then anyone who have questions can ask, and we can move on from there. I already have some questions already that came in the chat line. So here we go. Genesis chapter 11, verse 10, explains the genealogy of Shem. Okay, Shem was a black man in Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you. Genesis 14, verse 13, Abraham steps on the scene. Being a descendant of Shem, which is a fact, means Abraham was too black. Abraham born in the city of a black man called Nimrod, grandson of Ham. Ham had four sons. One was named Canaan. Here, let me do some explaining. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, for real, and these were the children of Israel. According to Genesis chapter 10, Egyptians descended from Ham. 600 years later, my brother, Red Up Moses, was born in Egypt. In this era, black Egyptians were in rights. They enslaved black Israelites. Moses had to be on the black race because he spent 40 years in Pharaoh's place. He passed as the Pharaoh's grandson, so he had to look just like him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, take this here song, yo, correct the wrong. The information we get today is just whack, but ask yourself, why is that? So that's the song from Avon. Avon, can you give the listeners, what's the name of the song again? Can you give them the name of the song so they can go and check out the song?
Why Is That? By BDP, Boogie Down Production.
Oh, that was Boogie Down. Okay.
Yes, BDP is Boogie Down Productions, and KRS-One is well known as that. Indeed.
So we have some callers. Do you want me to just take some callers right now to get them?
Yes, let's
take
some callers.
I have a question though. Who was the Constitution made for? Right. That's one thing. Someone is going to answer that. Who was the Constitution made for? Give some facts and why is that? Why they feel that? With some information, if they could. So we're going to go through the lines right now, and please state your name and your and the city and state that you are calling from. So I'm going to the caller with the last number 4171. If you have a comment or a question, that's hello. Call us 4171.
That's Abdul. I live in Lilywall, New Jersey. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm fine too.
Do you have any questions?
Not at this time. You know, I just want to, you know, hear everybody else first.
Okay. Okay.
I know, you know, I know about the controversy that's going on, you know, because I'm up on that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. So we definitely will look forward to you later on. Do you want me to come back to the line for you? Yeah, I'll come back to the line for you.
Yeah. Just get everybody introduced, and then, you know, you can come back to me then.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on the live call if you want. Okay, once again, to all the callers out there, you can call in to speak live on the show. You can call in to 515-605-9322. I see a lot of people is listening through streaming. So if you want to call in, you can call in directly and, you know, to the show, and you will be heard live. And that's when we go to the phone lines and ask you questions. So right now the phone lines are open to those who want to call in, okay?
Okay, I just want to say something quick because I know that there has been a confusion in the past, even though, because a lot of people are listening through their phones, the thing is when you tap on the link, that is not a direct call into the line. All that is that you're listening to the stream that's going on. But you have to physically dial that call-in number on your phone if you want to speak or to be heard online. So I just wanted to put that out there. But we are open to calls now, so please call in, and we're waiting to hear your input. So, Angie, go on, and let's take our next caller.
Okay, the next caller is please state your name in the city and state you're calling from, and ask any questions or if you have comments or insight on the topic at hand. Once again, the topic is Kanye, Kyrie. How did we get from there to here? Everyone is discussing the events involving Kanye and Kyrie and the deeper implications to us all. So once again, 7912.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes,
can you hear us?
Yes. Turn down. Hi. Do you have anything on in the background? Like if you have a laptop going or something?
I got a couple of things going on here. How you doing, Avon and Angela? This is Denise calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Quite a few issues. Hi, darling. Okay. First Amendment right, I am a firm believer of that. However, with all that's going on today with the Black Lives Matter and Kanye West and all these people that's supposed to be important, everything that you say is critical. What I'm saying to you now could be critical. Everybody's trying to sue everybody. So you got to be careful of what you put out there these days. It's going to come back and bite you. However, I don't agree with everything that Kanye West says, but when he does speak, he does make validated sense. He just don't come out the way it's supposed to come out. So with all that being said, he has a right to speak about white lives matter, all lives matter. However, that when he says it, because the type of person that he is and the background he comes from, is that everybody takes notice to it and they all ready to sue him or disown him. But if it was just one person that was not important on a platform that's speaking, they would just agree, disagree, and keep it moving. But because of that, of his high profile, he's being scrutinized. So it can go, you know, it could be a positive thing and it could be a negative thing. But as far as he's concerned, everything is negative. So,
you really think so? Because I think Kanye is a provocateur. Definitely he is that. He likes the way he, he's an artist, and in the things that he says,
yes,
it seems to go against, it makes people think and talk. It gets them excited, and they, and it provokes them. It makes them, the true provocateur, he's trying to get you to think. You know what I'm saying? Think differently.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because he says stuff, in my opinion, that a lot of us think but won't say it. But being the fact that he is a high-profile celebrity, he says it and he pisses a lot of people off, and it causes him a great deal of contracts, money, and he, and a lot of people start to disown him with all these contracts and Nike and all these other things that he has going on. Everybody stepped to the side and left him hanging. But honestly, they think the same thing. They're just scared to say it.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying to you? So this month is Kanye. Next month it could be somebody else. So, you know, it depends on the person. So I don't think it's just about Kanye. It's a bigger picture. All lives matter, no matter what color your nationality you are. All lives matter, whether you for the Caucasian, for the black African-American, for the Indian, the Japanese, whoever. You understand what I'm saying to you? It all matters. But,
absolutely,
you know, people take it out of content. So that's all I have to say. You ladies, enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
You understand what I'm saying to you? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. So, you know what? You want to give him the call-in number again, and then you want to go back and visit Abdul and see what he has to say, what his thoughts are on the matter.
Okay, once again, the show is about Kanye B. How did we get from there to here? Avon was discussing the events involving Kanye and Kyrie and the deeper implications to us all. We just had a caller that called in reference to a comment that she wanted to make. And our caller number for those, like Avon said earlier, for those of you who are listening on the computer, you can, it's a difference to listening to the, on the computer and calling in. If you want to be on the show live, you have to call the number, okay? So distinguish between listening, for listening through streaming and calling in live. To listen, to be able for us to hear you live, to call in, number is 515-605-9322, okay? So once again, the number to call in is 515-605-9322. And I'm going to go back to the phone line again, like you said, Avon, to Abdul, number ending in 4171, I think, yeah. Abdul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay.
My thing with Kanye West is, you people got to remember this. You may not know this. Kanye West is part of that establishment under the Illuminati. He even admitted that before on television many times. So he's a tool that they're using, you know, to spread whatever they have him talking about. He's not doing that on his own. He's being used by the people in charge, in control. Okay, so don't ever think he's spreading controversy on his own. No, he's being used by those people to do that. Because they completely control him. Him, Rihanna, and them other people in that music industry. They control them all. They tell them what to say, what not to say, and when to say it. And he admitted that many times before. If you ever watch him, he admitted on TV, on YouTube. So he's not his own person. And, you know, he's spreading this controversy for some other reason that people like myself and other people are looking at, but we just ain't figured it out yet, you know. Because, of course, the Jews run the music industry. They run TV, television, music, radio, and the movie industry. They run it all. I mean, you know, so it's nothing wrong with that. If they got the upper hand, they got the upper hand. They make the money, and they distribute it out. So ain't nothing wrong with that. But people to criticize them because they are of the Jewish faith, because that's all that is. Being Jewish is just a religion. It's not a nationality. Like, they try to make you think that. You know, Jewish people are just in the Jewish religion. That's all it is. Because if you or anyone else look back in history, there were no Caucasians in the Middle East. They were installed by the United States and Britain and Europe. They installed them there. That's why the Arabs been fighting them all these years, because they picked up that land after the original people that were there were driven out. And see, unfortunately, people think they're Israelites. But if you look back historically, you're actually Palestinians. That land was not Israel. That land was Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And people, for some reason, yeah, I was in the temple at 125th Street. When I brought that up before, they didn't want to hear that. No kind of way. Because that knocked everything they taught, being Israelites. I said, well, historically, that's wrong. Because, see, even at that time in the temple on 125th Street, they was calling that place the Israeli School of Universal Practical Knowledge. And I said, wait a minute. That term Israeli is in reference to the white Caucasian Jews in Israel now. And they ain't want me saying that either. They changed the name, though. You know, it took them a while because they didn't want to do it immediately, but they changed the name to the Israelite School.
Okay.
Universal Practical Knowledge. See, history was one of my best subjects because if you don't know history, you can't function today because you always got to go back to the past to see who's who, where everybody came from, and why things are like they are. That's why this instability in the Middle East will always be that way. It'll never change because you got white people over there talking about they're Israel, Israelis, and that's their land, and it's not. You got white people in Africa talking about Africa is their land, and it's not. They migrated out of Russia. The Caucasians came from one place, the Caucasus Mountains of Georgia, Russia. And they conquered Europe. They conquered the whole entire planet. You know, spread. Think about this. They was in every country on the face of this planet at one time or another. And most of the land they took over, Europe was ran by the Africans. They had that African king, and the Russians still pay homage to the blacks that was there before them. They admit it. They don't deny that. They found that out when Ronald Reagan went over there when he was president, and he seen statues of all these black czars that was there before the white people was there. And the Russians explained it to them that they don't have nothing to hide. They said the blacks was here before us. They rule it now, but the blacks ruled it at that time. But they were of the African nations. It wasn't the people in what's called in this country today, the so-called black Negroes call themselves. It's not the same people. But
exactly.
Kanye West, yeah, get back to that Kanye West stuff because I can go on about the history. But yeah, get back to Kanye West. He's a tool. He's doing what they're telling him to do. Okay, they own him. Those people that join in with the Illuminati, they own you. They tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. what to say and when to say it. Every last one of them. Prince, unfortunately, Prince was my boy, but him too. They had him. And then when he spoke openly about the Illuminati, and he spoke openly about the control they have, and he fought against Warner Brothers, right? And he won, but they killed him. So what good is winning the fight if you're going to lose the battle, you know?
So
and Michael Jackson? Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. So then, what do you say? We would agree, I agree with you, that they got themselves in deep and that they were part of this program here. But then they decided to break free and wanted to say some things. So first question is, do you believe that they really felt this way, that they really wanted to tell the truth? And then the second thing is, you don't think that it was worth it for them to speak up? Because then there's a bigger picture I see there for them doing that. But could you please answer those questions, address those two questions first?
Well, it was okay to speak up, but you got to remember this. If you now going to go against the same people that fed you all these years, you got to protect yourself. Okay, Michael Jackson had no protection. Prince had no protection. You know what I mean? Why was, people never pay attention to things. Why was Prince all alone in that gigantic mansion of his where he normally would have people there with him? And that particular night, nobody was there. And then he dies. And then he dies by the elevator. Remember the song, "Don't Let the Elevator Bring You Down"? See,
correct.
Yeah, they was using that to show you that it was them that had him killed,
I agree
with
that.
But see, you get in the Illuminati, but you can't get out. Once you're in, they own you. Because they're not going to let you make all that money, then walk away and talk about them too. Nah, that ain't going to go down, Prince wanted to get out. Michael Jackson wanted to get out, but they was in too deep. The only way they let you out now is through death. They kill you out,
It's like most gangs, blood in and blood out, right?
Yeah, that's the way gangs are today. But, I'm from the 60s, and the gangs like back in the 60s wasn't like that. When you were done, you were done. You could walk away at any time you want. People wanted to walk away for different reasons. They was tired of the stuff, and whatever the case may be, and they could just walk away and nothing happened to them. That was the way it was. Now, these Bloods and Crips, different thing. Because, see, those are drug gangs. And let me tell you something else. They are permitted to exist for the uses of the government. Because who else is going to sell all these drugs? Who else is going to put all these guns on the street? The government does it. You know what I mean? So they want it done, so they have to have people out there to do their beating for them. Because they can't do it directly, because they don't want to get caught, So they let all these gangsters out there on the street do it. Yeah, all these gangs indirectly work for the government. They don't even know that, but that's who they're working for. They think they're working for themselves. They don't ship the drugs over here. Okay, they don't authorize shipments over here. That's the government behind that whole thing, See, the government is a criminal organization. I work for them, so I know what I'm talking about. They are a criminal organization, it's all of them, too. I catch cyber criminal for them, but, they're in the much more deeper stuff because they do a lot of illegal stuff all the time. I know because I got them do some stuff for me, so, I'm not critical of them because when I need them to do something, they take care of it for me, I ain't complaining that way, but I'm just saying
that the way
everyone's
put in.
Say that again, Angela.
I said, isn't that the way everyone works that works for them?
Oh,
government.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just like when the government have employees that work for them, I'm not an employee, I'm a contractor. They know who they can go to for whatever. you know, they say, hey, you know, we need you to look into this, but, you know, do it on the downside, that kind of thing. And you'll do it. Because if you need somebody, like, arrested for something, you go to them, you say, hey, I got a problem with this, or a friend of mine got a problem with this person. Can you do something about that? They'll lock them up, you know.
Right.
They'll find some charge against them or put some bench warrant on them or whatever the case may be, but they'll take care of that. Yeah.
Okay.
But getting back to those people in the music industry, yeah, don't think Kanye West is out there trying to promote something that's beneficial to the black people in this country. Don't be deceived by that, because that ain't the case. All he's doing is causing a lot of confusion, you know, like this is what he's supposed to do. They are directing him to do that. You know, you got to remember this. They control the media, so they can say who can use the media and who can't. So why is he permitted to do that? See, people never think about the obvious stuff. They're allowing him to do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on with that. And I want you to hold on a minute there, Abdul, because just hold on. We're going to put you on hold for a minute, and we're going to take another call. But stay on the line, because I'm going to pose another question, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. Okay, Angela?
Yes. Okay. So we, once again, the show is about Kanye, Kyrie. How did we get from there to here? In discussing the events involving Kanye and Kyrie and the deeper implications to us all. So we're going to go to the line. We have another caller. Once again, anyone who would like to call in directly, that want to speak to the host directly, please call in at 515-605-9322. So I'm going to the lines now, and caller ended in 9012. I think we've been there. 9012. Caller 9012, your name and the city and state you're calling.
Hey, my love. I dialed in to listen. I didn't know if I dialed into that line, I would have something to say, but you know me, so I'm mute. Anyway, I mean, I'm going to say two words, maybe three. Please stop me if I go on and on. But you know me. I am a woman of God. I'm a woman of love. I'm a woman of understanding. I'm a woman of faith. I'm a woman of this world, and this world is the world. The world we live in is the world we live in, and some of us are chosen, and some of us are here for a reason. And sometimes when I hear a lot of conflict, I just go silent, because I hear people's conflict. I hear people's conflict. But we live in a world of good and evil. We live in a world of day and night. We live in a world of dark and day. You know, so there is going to be things that's going to happen, things that's going to go on, and it's up to you to choose what you know in yourself, what you believe, what you've been told, what is written, and you take it from there. I don't knock Kanye. You understand what I'm saying? That's just him. You understand what I'm saying? I don't knock him. Yes, I wish sometime that his camp, people around him, people of love, people of support, people of understanding or whatever would just pull him aside sometime, sit down, think this through or whatever, because he is really not alone, you know. So I don't know. And then the brother, I appreciate what he was saying about the media or whatever, you know, they allow that. Yeah, they allow that. See, the media puts the conflict out into the space, and I don't know why. I don't even know when it began, when all the news does is put poison into the world. It's so ridiculous to me. But that's all I have to say. I love you both. I'm here to listen. You know, because I love you and always support my love, support my sisters. You know, my prayer warrior.
But you know what?
My prayer warrior.
You said something very, very important. Now, I had specifically mentioned about the press earlier and what their original role was. as far as the Constitution. And that's mm-hmm. what needs to be addressed. You said something very
yeah.
important. They're supposed
to
be a watchdog for the report on the government and telling us what's going on there. But it seems like it's reversed. And they're mm-hmm. attacking us. They're attacking the citizens.
All the time.
And tearing down whatever. So that I wanted people to notice there. And even though Kanye, Mr. Kanye, and others, they may be a part of the club, but at the same time, they are being used. And for those
yes.
who are tuned in and got the ears to hear and the eyes to see, you should notice something. We have to start thinking critically. What is the big deal? Why are they seem so pressed and they keep pushing a certain narratives or whatever? We need to question always what is being said. And then the next question should be, why is it being said? You know what I'm saying? So that's very important.
Yep.
Now, the understanding is when we're saying, and I'm just sharing with you because I'm thinking out loud. And then if you have any thoughts on this, please feel free to share. But at the same token, you have, what did I want to say? Where I was going with this? The Kanye, they're saying certain things. My question was, the thing was that it was the theme of this anti-Semitic, being anti-Semitic. What does that mean? What is anti-Semitic? When DJ Angie J was spitting her verses, you know, from the Why Is That song from Boogie Down Productions, The thing is, what that history was, and it was given a genealogy of Shem, all it was saying is that these were people that were dark. They didn't say that they were pale-skinned people, whatever. They're saying that they're people that's looking like us. So the thing is, and Shem, and then you have to know etymology as well. If you know etymology and you understand the origins of the words and where it's coming from, Shem, Shemitic, and then when you go to different regions and deal with different people, you have the Semite and Semitic. And all that is was to basically to show you the descendants of who Shem was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Shem was a Darcy and a black person, and he came from the land of the black people, and then how is he anti-Semitic? If we were following that genealogy that Angela was talking about, if you're following that, how is he anti-Semitic? That part was missed. That you noticed that they weren't mentioning that, but they kept pushing this narrative down our throats that, oh, they're anti-Semitic. How sway were they anti-Semitic? And the thing is that Kanye had said something, and I nobody had picked up on it. He said, I'm going to say something very anti-Semitic. And then when he did that rap, think about that. If anti-Semitic is going against something, anti-something, you're going against it. And when he said, you know, I'm going to F your B and I'm going to kill the ninja. So the thing is, he said, that's anti-Semitic. And then the thing is, that went over a lot of people's heads. Why would that be anti-Semitic? That would more so be anti-Semitic than anything that Kyrie had tweeted about or Kanye had said. The thing is, what did they are aware of something, they know something, they may not come out and say it and spell it out, but that is for us to observe and go into and really think and break that down. That's anti-Semitic, yeah. When we're talking about killing each other, that's anti-Semitic. That would be considered anti-Semitic. When you're talking about the crimes against ourselves, and then you got other people saying these things to us, that's anti-Semitic. But they're not bringing that out in these news media. We're not hearing those things. You get what I'm saying there? So that is what we need to see, because that happens a lot with us. They're saying a lot of things, but it's going past our heads. Now, I admit that happens with me as well. You know, when you get caught up in, you're distracted by the day-to-day, the work, the this and that, worry about family, this and that. That things go past and you don't realize that. But the thing is, always a question. Why are these people making such a big fuss about these things? And who is this that's saying these things? And the bigger picture and the bigger theme behind what's going on here is, we need to know who we are. We don't know who we are. So when you don't know who you are, other people will tell you who you are. They have no problem spinning that narrative and controlling you. And that's what we have to be aware of. So the thing is, what they were saying, whether you agree with them, Kanye, but he was saying something. He was saying something, and the thing is, but see, what happens with Kanye is he gets dismissed because the narrative for Kanye is he's crazy. They always push that. Whenever he says something, whatever, the thing is, what did he say? And then we don't really pay attention to what it is that's being said, but they're quick to say that he's crazy. Oh, he's bipolar. He's that. That is psychology that's going on there. That's like with the Pavlov's dog. We're being trained to hear certain things so we get triggered. When we hear certain bells ring or we hear certain words, we automatically go to someplace else. That is not our truth. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. So my thing is, so what is the bigger picture? And the thing is, the bottom line is, I'm just talking. Do you have anything to say about what I just said, or no, please?
So, Prophet, I receive what you said. I understand what you say. And, yeah, we need to look beyond what is being put in front of us. We need to draw our own understanding of what's going on versus that what is being shared with us. Now, you guys know I'm not really into this news, and this is why I don't really do the news. But when I did hear a snippet of what occurred, the only thing resonated with me is that, again, there is a group of people that stick together no matter what. They have each other back, what I got from that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. And I didn't see it. I really don't know what was said. I just know that he said something about the Jewish people or whatever. And then things happened. Action, things were happening. And I'm saying, again, a group of people who stick together. And my thing is always, I wish that we could be like that. You know,
yeah.
Stand up for each other, have each other's back, understanding, whatever. But you are not going to attack Angela. You are not going to attack Avon. You are not going to attack my community. You are not. No, we're going to come together and we're going to fight back. You know, so.
I agree. And that's where we need to get to. You're absolutely right about that. And one of the beautiful things to see was when, how do you say, Angela, the I-C-U-I, how do you say it, that the Hebrew Israelites that came out and marched down to the Barclays?
Say that again?
What was the name of that group? How do you say it? I-C or I-U-C-I or C-U?
I-U. I-U-C-K, I think, no, I-U-I-C-K, Universal, it's Israel Universal of Knowledge, something like that. Yeah, you made me just, yeah, Hebrew is the data, Universal of Hebrew Israelites or something like that.
Right, but that was, well, I didn't want to screw up the brother's name and the organization. There's no disrespect. I always get it twisted up, but...
Avon, can you hear me? It's IUIC. It's called Israel United in Christ.
Okay. Israel United in Christ. So IUCI. IUCI.
And what did they do, Avon? I missed that. They marched down to Barclays?
Right. When Kyrie was playing, they marched down in unison. It was beautiful to see these brothers, and it was quite a bit of them. I don't know the exact number, but they marched peacefully. There was a peaceful assembly, and they marched to the Barclays Center, and they lined up outside, and they did cadence, and, you know, they did their chants and what have you. And to see that in support of Kyrie, that was beautiful to see. Now, to see more of that support. So that was the start. And then we're hearing, listening and watching on the social media, you know, folks are coming together. You, of course, like anything, you have people that were for and people that are against, but then those that were for and support, they were coming up with great ideas of how to make impact and come together. And we need to see more of that. And it's like,
more of that.
Say it again.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm just agreeing. We need to see more of that.
Exactly. So that was the beautiful thing. So it got people are coming out of their slumber, and there's still fear there, but they're getting to the point where they're just compelled to do something, that they just can't sit on their hands and not say something or do something. So I'm feeling inspired, and I'm feeling gratitude for that. I'm feeling good about that, what's going on there. So that makes me feel good on that. And we need to see more, but there are just there's so many subtle messages. No, it's not even subtle. It's just that there's a lot going on here. And the question is, why? It's like, whatever this group is, why are they so mad? What is going on? What is the real reason? My thing is, and I purposely read the First Amendment because it was talking about the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, whatever, and they were saying Congress should not favor one religion over the other, but that's how, as a people, as a group, no one has the right to feel or push their agenda over somebody else's, or feel that it's more important than someone else's. So my question is, there's something more. What is really going on, and what's happening here? So I'm just putting that out there, and I want people to think and to go deeper and ask those questions. Why? What is going on here? Because to me, it seems like, Angela, I just want to say, do you want to, Abdul, if he wants to join in this conversation at this point, do you want to open up the lines for him so this discussion can go back and forth?
Okay, hold on for one moment. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Hello, hello, Abdul, we back to you. Do you have any comments?
Okay. Yeah, well, first of all, when the media has a big controversy like this, always remember, it's a distraction. They got everybody concentrating on this stuff while they're busy doing something else behind the scenes. That's the way the government works. This ain't no accident. This is by choice. So whatever they're doing something else. So they put these two guys out there, both of them being used. See the other guy, the basketball player, Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he made mention about, because I sent that to Angela, that I already ordered that movie. I knew nothing about it until I heard about it on TV. Now, think about this. If it was so controversial, Why do you want to make it a big deal that everybody going to know it now, and then everybody going to look into it? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Nobody would have known if they would have kept it quiet, because I didn't know until I seen on TV and all on the internet about what the basketball guy was doing, Kyrie. I said, damn, let me look into this. I said, then I looked into it. I said, I'm going to get that myself. You know, they tell you about this controversial movie that nobody knew nothing about till they blew it up. See, they do stuff like this as a distraction. I've been working for the government since I was 17 years old, so I know what they're about. You know, they're behind everything, you know. And when I say the government, I mean those in charge, not the political government, because they ain't in charge of nothing. The real government, the government that runs this country, you know, and other countries too, you know. And these two guys are just basically being used. They think that they're doing this probably on their own, but they was fueled by somebody or some organization to make them do this. Because that's how they distract people. And just like another thing, another subject, I'm just going to bring it up real fast. All the killings all over the country going on every day, every day, every day. Shootings, killings, mass killings, going to school, shooting up. This never happened before. That's called the MK Ultra program. Something started by the Germans back in the 30s, and it continued on to this present day. One of the most successful ones was Sirhan Sirhan, the guy that supposedly shot Robert Kennedy, who did shoot Robert Kennedy, because he was facing Robert Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy got shot in the back of the head. Was that some magic bullets or something? You know, now, you know, people don't think, you know what I mean? They accept what the government tells them is the truth, and that's it. They don't look no further. Well, the government said, the government is a criminal organization. You're talking about the FBI, CIA, NSA, NASA, and everybody else. They're all criminal organizations. Homeland Security, they're all monsters, every last one of them. You know, that's why when Kennedy was in office, people don't know, he wanted to break up the CIA. But they wound up killing him before he could do that. You know, and Ronald Reagan, think about this too. People never give it no thought. Ronald Reagan was shot. How? When he was surrounded by all them bodyguards. How did Hinckley get it through all of them to shoot him? People never pay common sense stuff no attention at all. They allowed that to happen. You know, he had the Secret Service there, FBI guys there, and the local police there, but yet Hinckley was still able to get in and shoot him. You know why? Because Ronald Reagan was questioning about the Federal Reserve System. Why are we using somebody else's money to run this country? You have no American currency running this country. You got Federal Reserve money, which are private bankers. A lot of people don't know that. That's not even United States cash. And he questioned it, and they had him shot. If they wanted him dead, he would have been dead. They only wanted him shot to shut him up and stay away from the issue, so he did. You know, they said, Ronnie, you and Bush finish running your drugs like you've been doing. See, when they got caught that Iran-Contra thing, running the drugs and stuff, what happened to them? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And they were behind the whole drug thing. Nothing happened to him. He was the president and vice president involved with drugs. Nothing happened to him. And they got caught, but nothing happened. You see, we live in a corrupt society ruled by a corrupt government. And it will always be that way. And let me tell you something else. There is nobody in this country, black or any other ethnic group, that can change it. You cannot beat this system. You can't change the system. You can't do nothing but live in it and adjust to it. That's it. For those that think, like the brothers talk about, Yahawashi and all this stuff going to change things, before they were telling you the year 2000, this guy named Yahawashi was coming to the earth and he going to change the world and all this, and that was all foolishness. To believe in any type of religious organization is you only fooling yourself. Religion is man-made, all of it. It's all made up. You know, I hate to get on that, but that's what it really is. If you ever read the Bible, like I have, extensively, you know, it actually makes no sense whatsoever. None. I brought this up in school one time. I got suspended when I was got done on the stage. I was on the auditorium talking about the Bible because they brought it up. I didn't, and I just tore the pieces up there from the beginning of it to the end of it. And they suspended me, but they had to retract that suspension. My parents went down to Board of Education, and they said I had every right to say what I said. And the guy that had me suspended, he would no longer teach at that school anymore. His name was Mr. Craig. They removed him. Now, I don't know if he went to another school, but they removed him out of there because he had me suspended just because of what I said about the Bible and religion and stuff. No, but see, we live in a controlled society. And for people to think that they can make change here, forget that. You can't. Who are the only people all over the world that don't stick together? It's black people here. All the other ethnic groups, the Chinese stick together. All the Asians stick together. The Orientals, the Japanese, they stick together. And the Caucasians hate each other, but they stick together against us. Every day, okay? We're the only ones that can't get it together.
And why do you think that? Yes.
Well, because there's so much division among us, and the reason why you got everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to be the main person. If you listen to the Israelite brothers, this is what they tell you. They only have the truth. And you got to get that truth only from them. See, that's another form of brainwashing. That's saying that you got to go to these people, listen to them, to learn something about yourself. And they want to control what you learn and how you learn it. See, that's another form of control. You know, nobody that's telling you that you have to listen to them is a person you should listen to, you know, because that's wrong right there, 100%. You know, you make up your mind who you want to listen to and what about, you know. But people that promote themselves like them brothers do, let me tell you something. I was in that temple, 125th Street, for a long time. I was in there studying them brothers. See, I always wanted to get involved. I hate to tell you this. I always wanted to get involved with a cult. That's all they are. Each one of those groups out there, they're cults. People never stop to think, to look at that whole thing. What is it about? They're trying to tell you how to think. They're trying to tell you what to think. They're trying to tell you how to believe. And they're trying to tell you what to believe. And people never look at that. You know, history you can always learn. Go through vast studies to learn it. They only want to teach you one thing, what they say is correct. That's no different than the Baptists, the Methodists, the Protestants, the Catholics, and the rest of them. What's those people that hand out those pamphlets all the time?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I have fun with them. They don't even come to my house no more. You know, they see me on the street, they go another way. I got them in here so many times and tore them up for everything they said. They don't come around me no more. I did the same thing in New York, too, you know, on the street. When they stopped me to talk, I tammed the pieces, Jack. And they don't stop me no more. But, yeah, see, when people have beliefs in religion and they tell you that they're prophets and all this kind of stuff, that's all nonsense. Who picks a prophet? A person picks themselves to be like that, you know, and people never stop to think, why are these people telling you the stuff anyway? What is the reason why? They want to wake you up. They want you to wake up to your own self. Yeah, they want to wake you up to believe what they believe, because that's cult religion. You know what I mean? They say
that. Let me ask you something. Hold on a minute, Abdul.
Sure.
Now, you said something, so I don't know if it was you misspoke or what have you. Now, you said a prophet. Now, are they there to wake you up? And you said, yeah. So if that is the case, then what's the problem with that? No.
I'm saying they claim to be prophets, and they claim they're going to wake you up. But what they're really trying to do is to get you to believe in what they're teaching. You understand? That's a control thing. That's what cults do. Every cult leader has to have followers. So they got to convince you that there's somebody special that has some special knowledge that they're trying to get across to you. That's what all the Israelite brothers do. That's what all the Israelite temples do, and that's what all the churches do. No matter what religion it is, they all try to do the same thing. Yeah. They want to control what you think. They want to control what you believe. They want to tell you how to live. And they also want you.
You're saying a lot of stuff, my brother, and you got my mind spinning. I'm getting clarity from they want you to, right? So when I look at any, I'm not going to put the label on, I'm going to say leadership. If I look at any leadership, a leadership is there to support you and to guide you. It's up to you to choose if that works for you or that doesn't. But I think it's all like a direction, a way you can go, something that works for you. Like everything is not going to work for everybody. You have to pick and choose what works for you as an individual. But the leadership there is to guide you and get you to a place you need to be. And that leadership doesn't have to be the same leadership your whole entire life. But there's guidance that's needed. And we know that. You talked about the mass shootings. You talked about government and all that.
Yeah.
Some people, like, you have the knowledge, right? So you have the knowledge. You can kind of understand it. You have experience. And I'm trying to get words out. But anyway, some people don't. So sometimes people need leadership. They need to hear things. I don't look at it as brainwash. I look at it as a stepping stone. You know, it's a learning curve. It's something that they need to know to get knowledge. And it's up to them to take it and let it work and so it can work for them or not. And sometimes it could be a stepping stone to something else, somewhere else they need to go and somewhere else they need to be. I try not to look at everything in a negative aspect because we live in darkness the way I see it the majority of the time. You know, so I tend to try to pull goodness out of situations. So, like, when I spoke about, I didn't really hear about Kanye, and then you guys were talking about the basketball player. Yeah, I did hear something about that as well. But the only thing that really resonated with me was, again, you have a group of people that stick together. And what I get from that is that it's time for us to stick together. Regardless of how the news is putting it out there, regardless of what is being said, my train of thought, and the way I think only told me it's time for us to come together. All the other yang, yang, blah, 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 did not resonate. You know, so the leadership or wherever they get it from, the Israelite, the Baptist church, or whatever church, whatever, those things help build people's character, help build understanding, help build knowledge. You know, so those things are needed. It's needed. Regardless, if it's true, not true, or whatever, it's needed. It's leadership. I look at it as leadership. Hello?
Let me just intervene because we have another call that I need to get on. But let me just address something real quick. And one of the things I'd like to address is that Abdul said everyone wants to control. Like, everything was saying about control, right? But the government wants to control. They're the biggest cult in United history, okay, in the history of the world, the government, okay? Every government wants control, and wants to tell their people their story so they can have compliance from the people, okay? Marseille Tong did it with his people to clean up. And it's always necessary a bad thing, because didn't he clean up China with the opium epidemic?
Yes.
You have to sometimes to get control, because everyone cannot be out of control just walking around doing whatever they want to do. And that's why we're here today with all the crime, with all the children disrespecting their parents, with everyone wants to do their own thing. And you cannot build a succession like that. So everyone plays a role in being a cult. The New York Department of the Police Department, NYPD, Abdul, you mentioned that you are part of the government. The government is nothing but control.
No. I'm not part of the government. I just work for them, contractor.
Abdul, can I please finish?
Yeah.
Can you finish? Because y'all been talking a while.
Go ahead.
You're part of an organization, whether you are a contractor or whether you are working for them individually or as a contractor. They are, the government is a cult. And you just said it. You said that you
right.
make a call. Can I finish? Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
You can make a call. You can make one call and get somebody. You can get them to do whatever you want them to do. How many people have that power? I don't have that power. Everyone don't have that power. But ironically, you have that power. So that's a part of a cult. That's a part of the self of control. Because you can easily say, well, I don't like what somebody said. Somebody is against what I'm against. Or whatever the case is. Not to say you will do that. But that's a sense of control. So it's the same thing as you, what you're saying, as with a church, with a mosque, with a temple.
You're basically talking about the criminal element.
Another thing with prophets, they predictors of the future. So if you have a prophet around you and they predict the wrong future, then you can question their credibility. That's what prophets do. They predict the future. Another thing, people are talking about the Kyrie. I like to say the Kyrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did Kyrie say that was so bothering? See, this is where people ask the wrong question. Every black person should have went to go buy the book or the movie. If he quoted a movie,
yep.
What is it that everyone, those books should have been out of print already, because so many black people should have bought the book. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it was that's the thing. We don't know what questions. And we don't know how to, a lot of us, I'm not saying all the black people, we have to really learn how to think critically. It's not about, Kyrie and he playing basketball. It's about what he said that caused all this confusion, that caused him to almost lose his job, that had to get reinstated. And also, the Hebrew Israelites, okay, that's the group of people who represent black Hebrew Israelites. They came out, and also Farrakhan, okay, spoke out. But do you notice when Farrakhan spoke out and the Hebrew Israelites spoke out, Kyrie Irving got reinstated on his job. He returned. The NBA said, okay, come on, and you can return. Because now the thing is that what they were saying is something about to go on with that. Because Farrakhan is a man. You know what Farrakhan said? Come to me. He told every Jewish leader, let's have a conversation about this. Farrakhan said, I've been saying all this stuff. Y'all been calling me anti-Semitic for the longest. But you know what the difference is? They just can't cancel Farrakhan like that. They can't cancel the brothers, because when you have a group of people that stand up to something in regards to what people are saying and are ready to die, what they cause and believe, that's when the so-called powers, they think twice. So they got to approach that situation totally different. They're not going to just step to Farrakhan like he's some like Bloods and Crips. No, he's organized. They're not going to step to the brothers like based on blood. Yeah, just like the government. The government is the biggest cult, and they chose their cause when they made everybody get a vaccination. They told everybody when to stay in. They told everybody.
Yeah.
They told everybody what to do, and guess what? People was
it
doing
worked.
Now,
yes.
Now when the CDC, now when the CDC say something, everybody like, oh please, we ain't even listening to you. So then not only are they a cult, they what you talking about the criminal activity? People need black people need to know their history. They need to get medical apartheid with all the experiments and stuff they did to black people, men, women, and children, and babies, okay? The book is called Medical Apartheid. And see, this is the thing. Black people, Avon said, why are they doing this? They doing this because they know that you don't know their history. They doing this because they know that it can cause distinction. They can cause tension in your own community. They can cause fights and arguments and disagreement,
yes.
And you won't be on
court.
And your own community. So this is why they're doing it. They want to keep you confused. They want to keep you out of touch with who you are. They want to keep you scared and frightened, okay, and spread propaganda in your community. Because like the scripture says, it's, and I'm talking about the people who believe in the scripture. Because even with the people that do believe in the scriptures, they don't even know the scriptures. People talk about the prophecies or the prophets and don't even know anything about prophecies. You ask them to name five prophecies, they don't even know. Whether the prophecy passed, whether it's coming up, whether it's here now, we're living in prophecies right now, they wouldn't even know. And so with that said, the scriptures, Hosea 4:6, King James Version says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Right.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Okay? So, and it's not just to just read your Bible and that's it. You have to know your history. We always looking for other people's history. Okay? Like I tell my kids about school, they're going to teach about the same people. Alexander the Great, Leonardo da Vinci. They're going to teach that. If you know that, you're going to pass it. But what about your history? So when you heard Kyrie Irving, when they shut Kyrie Irving down, it wouldn't have been a question about why. That
right.
would have not been in your mind to say why he got that happened. Because you will automatically know. They don't want you to know that. What is so important
right.
about that? A movie? Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay? So when they have the alphabet group running around here doing what they want and anybody say anything to them to get canceled. So why is that? Okay? Because there's a hidden agenda and there's information they
yes.
do not need to know. Okay? I mean, the scripture says there will be a time where the lie will be the truth and the truth will be lie.
Will be the lie.
And,
right.
and we have a point now. We can identify as anything that we want to identify with. There's people who I know they had a show. But what is a woman? I forgot Matt Welch Wash or something. I have the information. He did an interview. One lady identified as a frog. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She identified. This is what we want to identify as. She wants to identify as a frog. On the build, a nation like that, it is bound to fall when everyone is doing their own thing. The government know that.
Mm-hmm.
And watch what happens. They're going to start turning everything around, and then they're going to blame its own citizens. And they're going to say, you know what? Y'all got out of hand, so now we have to put y'all to death. Y'all got out of hand, so now we have to do a lot of citizen arrest. Y'all got out of hand, so now we have to take your kids away and start killing you because y'all got out of hand. So they give you the freedom, the forced freedom, and then when they get tired of it, because they're losing power, because the United States is trying hard not to lose their power, then you're going to see who the real cults are. You're going to see who the real demons are. You're going to see the real people of power stepping up, putting people back in place. Okay? So first of all, enough to this one, it wasn't about Kyrie only. He was a voice that could get many people to look at that book. Every black person should have that book. It's about 600 pages book. was called Hebrews to Negroes. Wake up,
right.
Black America. Okay? Hebrews to Negroes. And even if you don't, whatever you believe in or whatever, it's still worth looking into. Because history takes time. History takes your time to read and to listen and to learn. So with that said, I have another listener, a caller, on the line. Avon, do anyone, you want to say anything else before I bring in the other caller?
Look, what I'm saying is, yes. Now, this is what I want to hear. This is the conversation that I want to talk about. So what we want to do is we're going to put Abdul on hold. And so we're going to put you on hold, Abdul. So hold on.
Okay.
And we're going to bring on our next call. So, Angela, go ahead, do your thing. Denise, hold on. You're listening. If you wanna, you wanna comment, you can. But we're going to bring on the other caller. Okay. So, are you comfortable with that, ma'am, or what you want to do?
Yes. Another thing that when Abdul was saying about us fight, you know, us not sticking together, one thing that we have to remember is that black people are very tribalism. Okay, so that's one of the things that we have to overcome because we roll in tribes, and that's another thing of knowing your history. Okay, and other nations have they overcame that. So, but with our nation of people, there's just so many tribes. So that's one thing to take into account as well. So I'm going to bring on the next caller, 5, the number 83, the last four digits ended in 8365. Caller, can you state your name and the city and state you are calling from?
Yeah, this is Prophet Anthony calling from the Bronx, New York. Prophet Anthony. Okay. So they're still living, breathing prophets walking around here. But peace and blessings to everybody. And we know they got Antichrist teaching against prophets and anti-God, okay? Anybody teaching against prophets, they hate the Most High. And you already know what needs to happen. Anybody. And everybody that is against the Most High and the prophets, not exclusively to the Bible, I mean any prophet. Okay, you already know where you're going. And the government is going to be put to death. I tell you, President, that to his face in the United States, you're going down. So let alone any individual black person in this country running around talking against the prophets, which most people are nowadays because people is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-spirit. The white man in the United States government is the anti-Christ, is anti-God. And all the black people who subscribe to it is against the Most High, too. So we already know what's going on, the devil and his minions. And we, like Dr. York said, we have many black devils out here in black skin. Like that book written by the psychologist, the French psychologist who wrote the book, Frantz Fanon, who wrote that book on revolution. It'll come to me, the name of that book. But he wrote another book called Black Skin, White Mass. So so we know you got black skin and white mass, so we understand what's going on. So you got many Uncle Toms, coons, you know, snitches. Almost every black person now is like an undercover FBI agent. So I don't trust most black people anyway. They're down with the beast, which is the United States government, the FBI, CIA, the United States military, which is a coup d'etat government. This is not... America is not even a nation. Like Huey P. Newton said, this is not a nation. This is still the Moors and Native Americans' land, like Caravis once said. This, you can't steal nobody else's stuff. This land still belongs to the Indians right now. So I don't. This is not a government that's in power. I don't know what they are. They just took somebody. That's like you. I'm in somebody else's house. I don't care if it's 1,000 years later. That's still that person's land. Like Caravis once said, you can't take nobody else's stuff. So this is a coup d'etat government. So it's not even a nation because there's no nation here. You can't steal somebody else's country and say, call yourself a nation. This is Babylon. That's why it's called Babylon, because you have multiple nations that came over here. Everything in the Bible was coming true. But we got a lot of people who got demons in them. And anybody, the government is the devil. The number one demon is the United States. You're on the top of the list. You're worse than every black group. Ain't no black group worse than the government. There's no cult. The only government, the first government in the dictionary is the United States. You're the cult. You're the conspiracy theorist. The word conspiracy, that's why people need to look up words in the dictionary and read. You can tell that to somebody who can't read and write. The word conspiracy means to conspire. To conspire. Look up the word. I'm looking at right in the dictionary. To conspire. The government conspires. They conspire to take 40 million black people from Africa and put them in slavery and call them niggas and murder men, women, and children for no reason. That's what the United States government. So they're the empire like Star Wars. The evil empire is the United States. They're worse than Russia, worse than Hitler. America makes Hitler like a choir boy. So I don't know what they're talking about. And for us, this Shemitic, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were all black. How can the black people be anti-Shem when black people, white people, first of all, let's get this straight here. White people are not Shemitic. Those are white people calling themselves Jews that converted. I don't know how many times people are going to tell y'all that. These are a bunch of white boys calling themselves Jews that converted to Judaism in the 6th and 7th century under the Khazarian Empire, Arthur Colson, the 13th tribe. There's another book called Facts of Facts. There's another book written by a white Jewish person, another Jewish white person called The Invention of the Jewish People. So you're going to call him anti-Semitic. He said no white person is a Jew. And that's not the name of that nine. It's not Palestine. The word Palestine comes from the Philistines. The Philistines are Africans, and the Africans lived in that land first. That is the land of Canaan to this very day. It's still the Canaanite Africans' land. So they're usurpers. And we already know why white people over there, the white fake Jews over there to practice imperialism and racism, white supremacy, and capitalism. So it's the same thing with the United States. They practice racism, white supremacy, and capitalism at the end of the day. That's what the United States government is the Ku Klux Klan. So that's what they do, Ku Klux Klan stuff. And we know that the story is told by the victor in war. Okay? Just because you beat me in a fight, that don't mean you invented the thing. You just won the fight. Well, don't y'all understand that people act like they slow with that? It's not complicated. So even the Egyptians did it. When Akhenaten died or they killed him, assassinated him, they erased a lot of Akhenaten. These are black people doing this to other black people. Well, that's what white people did. We're starting from the Greeks and Romans. And as far as the United States government, I'm not scared of them. Oh, they're already dead. The only question is if you're going to die. This country is already over with. I be thinking people is crazy. Like, it's already over with. Like Dick Gregory said before he died, it's over with. This country, I don't know why. These people running around here talking like the United States. United States got about 2 minutes to live. Everybody over here about to die. Something wrong with people. Y'all, America is the Titanic. You just don't know it. The only question is whether you're going to go down with it. So your black behind can't save the United States. I don't care if you're a cop, you work for Homeland Security, you're FBI, CIA, COINTELPRO, Black Death, Black Ops, all these secret agencies. Ain't nobody going to stop the destruction of Babylon because it's already written already. Everything that's written, not just in the Bible, all the prophets prophesied the downfall of the United States. This ain't exclusive to the Bible. A lot of people, the Egyptians said that, the Egyptians talked about the United States and all that a long time ago. This is how stupid, ignorant the population is, dumbed down. This ain't nothing new. Matter of fact, all of them holy books is talking about black people in the end of the world. The Buddhist Bible, the Dhammapada, the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, all that. The Bible written by, what's the other prophet, Zoroaster? And they killed Zoroaster. So they always kill the prophets. That's all to tell you something. Anybody they persecute like that, that's what they're telling the truth. I'm not on the empire side. I'm not down with Darth Vader and his evil empire, which is the United States. The empire is the United States government. You live in a dictatorship. This is an imperial government. This government rules by force. I'm not down with the bad guys. I'm on the good guys' side.
Anthony,
so I'm not down with the I'm not down with the dragon, the beast, and revolution.
Amen. Amen.
Anthony, let me just intervene real quick, and just have a conversation real quick with you. I got two questions, but I want to say something. Avon, you mentioned the Constitution, right? Now I don't know if y'all. Oh, and this is important to know. This is important to know history, and Anthony and us talk about this all the time. Did you know, and maybe Abdul might know about it too, that it been ratified, right? And because we was counted as 3/5 of a human being, right? So when you said that, when you read in the Constitution, that really doesn't apply to black people. Now, it was supposedly was ratified in the 1800s, right? Like late 1800s. So that just goes to show you the intentions of what the government had for people of color. Okay, so it's not a surprise to me if constitutional rights was broken. That happened during the pandemic. People was complaining about that. All those marches and people were saying, oh, we got to wear masks. We got to do this. We got to take a shot. And people losing their jobs because they didn't want to take the shot. And then now they saying that some of these jobs could be reinstated. Okay. After all of this, people lost their families, their jobs, their house, their homes.
No, not
their
just
livelihood.
That. They got to get reimbursed for the money they lost. Like Kyrie's doing that now. They're going to have to pay Kyrie back all that money. All the stuff, man, all the people who follow the government, you're all dead. I can't wait till this government is destroyed. I can't wait. That's what we all waiting for. I can't wait till all these people get killed. I don't care if I die too. Like Luke Skywalker said in Star Wars, soon I'll be dead and you with me. He told the Emperor that to his face, right on the Death Star. And the Death Star can blow up planets. So this government is already gone.
Now,
so and it's already written in the scriptures. The Most High already showed me United States on fire. Everybody over here was dead. The president, all y'all going to die. All the evil black people, too. I don't listen to these people. And you ain't talking to no false prophet. I have witnesses. I don't see in the future crazy times. People who know me to the point they think I got something to do with it. So I know you ain't talking. I told the president all of them that. So you messing with the wrong person. So you will speed up your own destruction. It's already over with already. So you're going to see that the creator chose this, not the government. Matter of fact, the government works for the Most High. You don't even have free will, you stupid assholes. You's a dumbass.
Anthony, wake up, man. I know, but respect the show with the cursing.
All right, I'll cool down on the language, but wake the hell up. You don't have free will like you think you do.
No, we don't.
And what I mean by that is, let me tell you something. So it ain't. I'm going somewhere with people. This stuff is too deep for people. It burns their brain. But what I'm saying is the government is working for the Most High. And let me tell you something for the government spies out here. The Most High has spiritual beings inside the United States CIA. So CIA, write that down. You being watched by black angels, 50 feet tall, that's in your government. They look like regular. The angels are disguised as white people. They really a black angel. So go deal with that. See, so you being spied on by the Most High. How about that? They show you that in the movies, too. You're being spied on triple agents. Just like evil has, because the government is evil, the definition of evil. Just like evil has tricks up its sleeves and spies, the good side has spies, too. And good is more powerful than evil. The government, the United States government is evil. You're on the devil's side. Or in any black person who even agree you on Satan, you're possessed by demons. And you a cult. Anybody who agree with anything with the government, you a cult. And you a Satanist and you a child murderer and a rapist. Anybody who agree with the government on anything. I don't trust anybody, mother, father, friend, whoever agree. I already know you got demons in you.
All right,
you've been
Anthony.
Deceived by the dragon, the beast. We already know what time it is. But and the reason why it's like this, people think that it's going to keep going on the way it's going on. And it's already prophesied that Russia and China is going to blow the United States up. And that's going to happen any day. And the reason why I say any day, if it happens 20 years from now, that ain't nothing compared to eternity. So people's on borrowed time, and that's why the government's trying to get people, and it already worked because they got the majority of people down with Satan.
All right,
you're already
faggots
and lesbians. Everything that the Most High told people not to do, they have people out here doing.
Anthony, let me just ask you.
Yes.
You just mentioned something. You mentioned about the government and how there are angels inside the government, right? Now,
right.
With the scriptures, Ephesians 6:12, refer to that where it says, we do, in the King James Version, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. So, and basically, it says that you may be able to withstand the evil day and having done all to stand. So is that referring to what you're saying in terms of there's wickedness?
It's a connection, and the government knows they're being spied on.
I'll tell
you, regular people are stupid. They don't know. They think they know. Brother, you're not heavy, brother or sister, because you don't know the deep stuff that's really going on. They be telling you this stuff right in the movies. They know they're being spied on. They make movies about it. You's the idiot. You stupid. You're very ignorant, deaf, dumb, and blind. The government actually believe in God and all that stuff. You the idiot. That's why Jesus said in the Bible, the demons believe and they tremble. They believe in the Christ. You the idiot. So people's going about
somebody
is speaking
asked,
against.
Hold on.
Hold on one second, Anthony. Go ahead, Angela.
I have a question that came through. That says, somebody says that debunked the Bible. The Bible isn't true. So, and that somebody, this is for the person that asked me the question, that somebody, his name is Abdul, he said that for the caller, for the listener that want me to ask the question, is the Bible true or true? That's what a caller said, because they were saying someone, which is Abdul, said that the Bible is not true, that, you know, he used to debunk, and I'll get him back on the line as well, just for that part.
Who said the Bible's not true?
Let me just, because somebody just asked me that. But let me reiterate, let me hear it from Abdul. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to mute you, and I just want to hear that from Abdul, because someone just in the chat group said that. So I got you on mute, Anthony, for right now. Abdul, I'm going to put you on again, and you just mentioned that because I didn't hear that part, but someone in the chat said that. So hold on, Abdul.
Okay, hold on one
Abdul.
Second, Angela, before you go
yes.
into that. Hold on, Abdul. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Just a reminder, so because we've been going at it, and I love the conversation that's going
okay,
on here.
I know.
Just a reminder. Just want to let people know that this show is called Kanye Kyrie. How did we get from there to here? And the call-in
right.
number is 515-605-9322. So if you want to join in the conversation, you must use the call-in number to be on air. So with that, okay, Abdul, take it away.
Okay.
Abdul,
now,
someone said, and we pressing for time, so I just want to ask you real quick. Someone in the chat asked to ask Prophet Anthony, is the Bible true? You know, what is the Bible true? You mentioned, right, that the Bible, there's no such thing as the Bible, and all the stuff in the Bible is false. Can
yes.
you reiterate
yes.
that? Because I didn't hear
yes,
that
the
part.
Bible,
but,
the Bible is all fake, all of them. I mean, they tell you, they try to tell you that this Bible is the right one, or the King James Bible is this one, the Gideon's Bible is this one, the Catholicism Bible is this one. They're all fake. They're all man-made. They make these stories up. That's why, historically, they said that the Bible is the greatest story ever told, because it's a story made up. There is no such thing as God, which you people believe in. Humans believe in a God and sits in heaven, got angels and all this stuff. That's what the human race believe in. There's a most high creator. Let me finish. There's a most high creator that created all life forms on all the planets, not just here, on all the planets. And he is not a God. God is a man-made deity. Some being that's supposed to sit in heaven had Jesus Christ down here and he crucified him and all. That's nonsense. If you do good by the Bible, you go to heaven. And just check this out. In order to go to heaven, you got to die and go to heaven. In order to go to hell, you got to die and go to hell. What kind of existence is that when you got to die to go somewhere, bad or good? What is wrong with keep existing wherever you're at? Now, the Bible for people, the women, for people that believe in the women, for people that believe in the Bible, if you take time to study the history behind the Bible, you'll find out it's all fake. I did that as a kid. I was 7 years old speaking in the churches against the Bible, the preachers, and what they teach people. It's control. Religion and the Bible is nothing but to control the minds of the public. That's what it's about, to make you think a certain way, to make you feel a certain way, and to make you do certain things that you're thinking, you doing good, you doing evil. There's no such thing as good and evil. That's the first thing. People don't even understand that. You might do a good thing for a person, but it might have a bad effect after that. So what good did you do? See, this
so
is stuff.
There's no such thing as rape. There's no such thing as murder. That's not
oh,
bad.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wait a minute. Do you know the difference? Do you know the difference between...
Please articulate yourself very well, because people is going in the chat group, they're going crazy. So I'm letting you know that. So they saying that one person says rape, huh? They saying murder, huh? It's no good.
No. I'm not saying no. You're taking that the wrong way. No.
I'm reading to you what somebody said. Hold on.
Okay.
Just 1 minute. Somebody said, somebody said, okay, let me get this straight. We all supposed to look into the United States government, and even though they control more than anybody, we all supposed to stop going to church, stop believing in God, and listen to a dude in the government.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No. What if you listen to me, what I said.
Okay, so you're going to have to break this
well,
down.
If you let me explain this. No, what I'm trying to say is you should do the history.
I'm just going to say that, and then you can answer what they're saying, because I told you the chat are going crazy. They said, we all should stop going to church, stop believing in the Most High, God or Yahweh, whoever you want to say, and look, this is what they're saying. Listen to Abdul. It is kind of funny.
No.
Listen to Abdul. And wait Abdul.
Go ahead.
I don't want to mute you. Just one moment. Let's be respectful to each other. Listen to Abdul and the government and be faggots and lesbians, homosexuals, and the Antichrist. Is that what you are saying, that people should do? Listen to you and the government. And that's what that you can address that first.
Okay. First of all, the government. Let me get you straight about them. The government is nothing but a criminal organization. Okay? I came up as a child as a criminal. And I developed from being a criminal to an adult. I ain't saying I'm the best, but I'm a good adult. Just let me put it to you like that. And rape and murder, rape is something that should never occur. Okay, whether it's a man raping a woman or a woman raping a man, no matter which way it goes, or raping children, whatever. And the belief... And as far as what I'm saying is what people should believe in, they got to find that for themselves. I'm not telling anybody what to believe in. I'm just saying do the research. That's all you got to do. Look into it. Let me tell you something. Years ago, I wanted to do, but God beat me to it. There's a DVD call, and I brought it to the temple. I called hell for bringing it to the temple and showing it to the people. It's called The Naked Truth, The Hidden Truth. What it's about, and I'm going to make sure you get a copy of it too, is about the Bible and how the Bible was constructed. When I brought that to the temple, them guys watched it, and they jumped all over my case afterwards. We can't have that here, after they sat and watched it, because it knocked everything they was teaching. Okay? No, what I'm trying to tell people is that when people tell you things, look into it. Just don't accept what they tell you. Look into it. Don't accept other people's beliefs and faith as yours. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying that I'm some gospel for people. No, I speak for myself, and I don't back down to nobody. And all I tell people to do the research. Do the research. Do the research, and you'll find out that all that religious stuff people talk, the Bible, this Bible, that Bible, God, and all that stuff, is made up. Think about
okay.
this. Think about this. Wait. Let me. Can I get this right? Point out. Think about this logically.
People are upset that you said there's no good or evil. So kill babies.
Okay. Let me clear that up. Okay. What might be good to one person? All right. Well, let me clear this, the good and evil stuff up.
What might be good tomorrow? Well, hold on. We don't want. I don't think that's correct that you rob a bank tomorrow in the chat, but
I'm not saying nothing like
that.
No, right. No.
Stop them. Okay. I'm sorry.
Good and evil. Okay. What might be a good thing to one person might be a bad or evil thing to another person. What might be an evil thing to one person might be a good or great thing to another person. You know, it's a balance. It's what you choose as good and evil. It's not what other people say. Somebody could tell you something, and okay, I hope that clears that up. Somebody could tell you something and say, nah, that don't go with me.
Before I put on the Prophet Anthony again, I want to say something about that myself.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you say it's what people want it to be, what I perceive to be evil and what you perceive to be evil can mean something different things. Okay, so they have a thing that's coming out that it's called the pedophilias, right? Pedophiles.
Yeah,
and they
child molesters,
that, nobody, can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
They
believe
that, and this is the truth, they believe, because they're saying what you're saying, they believe that sexual intercourse with children as small as 5 years old should be acceptable as long as they get the consent of the child. And they have the same argument that you, what you believe is evil, they might not believe that's evil, that everyone have their own belief, should have their own way of thinking. Now, this group of people stated that they won't act out on this, but they want to be recognized as pedophiles because they do, and they don't want to be discriminated because their desire for small children, girls and boys. So they want the public to understand them, just like you saying, that we should come up with our own research and everything. They want the public to understand them, and they want to put it under the LGBT acronym as one of the rights to be able to express themselves without discrimination. Now, they're saying what you just said, that that's what they believe is. Who are you, Abdul, to say that these people are wrong? If a kid say yes to this act or this interaction, if they know, they say,
can I answer that?
Yeah, well, hold on.
Hold on one second.
Then we have to go on. I'm sorry, Avon. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead, answer that, Abdul.
Okay.
Can you give us that answer within 1 minute?
I can make it short. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a pedophile is a person, just like the rapist, they should be put to death. They should not even go to jail. It's no, you know, it's no reasoning whatsoever to have sex with a child. That's why different states have different laws saying that of this age, this person can consent to have sex. So no, pedophiles and rapists and I say car thieves and muggers and robbers, they should all be put to death. If I had my choice about it, a lot of people would be put to death. You know, somebody snatched somebody's pocketbook, I'm not going to put them in jail. I'm going to execute them because I believe in execution. I've always felt that way, and I feel that way now. So it ain't about the person being good or evil. It's about what they do or don't do. You touch children, you should be killed. But see,
okay.
this is one thing I want to clear. This is what they've done to the public now. They've taken control from the parents with their children. That's why these kids are off the hook. You put your hands on the child today, you smack them and punish them, they call 911 on you, you're in trouble. See, they reversed it on us now. See, they messed up the whole society of parenthood. You can no longer discipline your child because I needed, when I was a kid coming up, I got a beating every day. This is no exaggeration. Every day till I was 12 years old. And one day my father was going to beat me when I came in the house. He heard me tell my friend, Oscar. I said, Oscar, let me run in the house and get this beating real fast. I'll be right back out. When he heard that, he said, you know, this is useless. He said, you plan on getting beaten every day. I said, yeah, I'm used to it, Dad. I said, you beat me, I'm going to hurt other people. I said, that's why I fight all the time. I said, that's why I train, so I can hurt people. I said, you beat me, I hurt other people. It spreads off. Yeah, so, you know.
All right. Let me just repeat the show. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to, for the listeners that's online that want to call in, the show, once again, is Kanye Kyrie, How Did We Get From Here, From There to Here, discussing the events involving Kanye and Kyrie and the deeper implication to us all. So if you hear us talking about God and all these other issues, that's the deeper implications to us all of what's going on with the Kyrie and Kanye situation. So, Abdul, thank you for your input. Appreciate you as a guest, and definitely you're welcome to come back. Avon, do you have any other questions for Abdul? Anything else?
No, I just wanted
I'm
to...
Going, I'm going to be at every show y'all have, I want to be on it. Every show. Because I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. I really do.
And we like that. I appreciate that. So I appreciate you for being on the show and sharing your thoughts with us. So, yes, please do tune in and call back for the next time.
And as soon as I get this DVD, Hebrews to Negroes, I'm going to make sure everybody gets a copy of it, too. And plus, the Naked Truth and the Hidden Truth, what I told you about that Bible, they're in black and white. I was going to put it together myself back in the 80s, but these guys beat me back to it in the 70s. I met them in Connecticut. They've already had it together. So they beat me to it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go back on. Thank you, Abdul, for your contributions to the show tonight. We really appreciate you. I'm going to put you on hold.
I appreciate everybody there that participated.
All right, then. We're going to go back
Anthony,
on the
hold on
Avon.
Before you put, yeah, hold on. Before you put Anthony back on the phone, I want to say this to the listening audience. What we had today was very interesting to me, and I enjoyed what was going on here. That's why I fell back. And let listen, because you have to have conversation, not just surface stuff. Like talking about Kanye and Kyrie, that was just to get the party started and to get us into a conversation. But you want to hear insights and you want to hear critical thinking from everyone. You don't want to just have people talk or say things and you do not question. Again, you must always question what is coming before you. What is being told to you, and why is it being told to you? There's always a reason, and there's something deeper involved. So I'm going to leave you with that. So Angela, go on and continue and bring up Prophet Anthony.
Prophet Anthony, you got about 2 minutes, I would say, and then we can always have another, because I know you have a lot to say about what's going on in terms of the spiritual part of it, the spiritual slash religious part. So I'm going to put you on, Prophet Anthony. You're live now.
All right. Peace and blessings. We ain't got a lot of time, so I'm just going to say a little something. You know, what I'm hearing, it just proves what I'm saying about how evil the world and society, the United States, is, to the point where people is trying to get rid of the Bible, the Quran, and every spiritual book, and tell people to believe in their government. That this is insane. It's madness. So when the death comes, people, everybody get what they deserve. You've been warned. That's why the Most High sent me. Most High always sends prophets and warnings, and they never thank a person. Of course, they said Jesus was phony. They say every prophet. They say Prophet Muhammad was phony. They always say this. I don't pay no mind to that stuff. It's the same drama replayed out over and over again. But you do have to know black history. To me, I'm a prophet, but black history is more important than the Bible. And I say black history because you're learning a bunch of fake history in school. I don't know what they're talking about. But this proves that my classes and the things I teach is too advanced for people. That's why Jesus said, don't try to teach these people the secret knowledge, because they'll turn around and tear you to pieces, like Jesus said, word for word. Don't cast your pearls before swine. The pearls is secret knowledge. He's not talking about regular stuff. He's not talking about what they teach in church. This is where people, that's why Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. That means your inner ears, not talking about the ears on the side of your head. See, you're spiritually dead. See, that's why this stuff is for spiritually minded. It's not for everybody. Not criminally minded people, but spiritually minded people. It's not for everybody. That's why I don't get mad. I don't take it personal. I'm about the information. But I do want to address one thing. You have to, first of all, the Bible is not false. About 99% of the Bible is true. That's why you have to know history. And there's 2 and 3 history. There's the white supremacy history, there's black history, and then there's a secret history of this planet that the government don't want you to know about. Actually, most of the stories in there is true. It just didn't happen at the date and time the Bible did. And it's not the same character's name. Those are all stolen stories from African stories. But they're not just stories. See, that's another thing. No, it's not true. But that's too deep. Most of the stuff the white man says is the myth. You think I'm listening to white people or black person who go to college and tell me what the white man told them? Oh, this is a myth, so I won't know black. Most of the stuff they say is a myth is actually black history. Okay. Go and understand that. So when they say greatest story ever told, the Ethiopians told that same story with Noah. They called Noah, let me just drop this before we go because it's going to record. They called Noah Utnapishtim. That's his Ethiopian name. They ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That's in the Gilgamesh epic. Ah, so this stuff, they got that from other stuff. So it's not no myth. It's not no story. That's why you have to know the history of the planet Earth that you live in, and they don't teach that in no college, nowhere, only in secret societies.
Okay.
You got to get to that level. Of course they're not going to tell you that.
Right.
See?
Right.
Well, that's why you have to know the secret history of the planet. And that's all I'm going to say. And it's not based on the Bible. What I'm saying is not even based. It's other books.
Right.
The Bible is a compilation of books they stole from African nations and African mystery schools.
I'm so sorry I have to cut you up because we got 55 seconds. For tuning into the show tonight, thank you for the contributors of tonight's show, Abdul, Prophet Anthony, and Karen from New York. Thank you so much. And for the other callers that called in.
And Denise,
and always
Denise,
support.
Yes,
so thank you. Avon, you can close out.
Well, I want to say this was another great show, and I love the conversation that went on there. It's always deeper. There's no matter what is going on and what is spoken about, you have to know who you are. And when you don't know who you are, a whole lot of things, as you can see, go down by you. So, again, always Know yourself, know your history, know who you are, because within that you have the power. So we hope, we want to say thank you to all. Thank you, Angela, for being with me tonight and doing your thing. Thank you, callers, for calling in and sharing your insights with us. And we're going to continue to do this in future episodes. So I want to say good night to all. Good night, Angela.
Good night.